In 1962, poet and performance artist John Giorno met Andy Warhol during Warhol's first pop art solo exhibition at the Stable Gallery in New York. They became lovers, and Warhol remained an important influence on Giorno's poetry and performance. In this memoir piece, Giorno describes how Andy got his first big break.
One night in early July 1963, Andy and I were going to a party. Andy asked me to pick him up at the Firehouse, his new studio on 87th Street between Lexington and 3rd Avenue. He had just rented it and started working there. It was a former New York City firehouse, and it looked like an abandoned garage. There was an enormous cement ground floor and an enormous cement second floor. The walls were filthy. "Andy, it's so chic," I said as he gave me the tour. "Oh, I know, my dear, it's so chic," said Andy, very pleased with himself. Andy Warhol was painting the silver Elvis pictures. We went upstairs, and there on the floor were 8 life-size Elvis Presleys with gun in holster, silk-screened on one huge piece of canvas. Andy had painted the silver background the day before and had silk-screened the black Elvis image that day. They were magnificent, glittering like diamonds on the bleak concrete floor. I was shocked seeing something great and entirely new for the first time, beyond comprehension. I gasped and pranced around in front of them, making exclamations of joy. They're a breakthrough. "I know, they're so beautiful," said Andy, really happy. For me, it was blissful, the newest moment of spontaneous accomplishment. He'd done it again. Sex and death, the silver Elvis paintings lay there radiating power. "They need a lot of work done on them," said Andy. We talked for a while, and then we were late for the party. We got ready to leave amid another burst of enthusiasm about the Elvises. Andy put out all the lights except the staircase light. We started walking towards the stairs, talking and leaning against each other. It was another hot, sweaty night. As we reached the top of the stairs, we started hugging each other and hugging each other some more. I stuck my leg between Andy's legs, and I lifted him up a little. I lost my balance, and we fell backwards down the stairs, down the steel-lipped cement steps. Head over heels, we landed with a crash. Andy on top of me and rolled over and over down the industrial steps, wrapped in each other's arms, down and down. My first thought was the worst had happened. Then I tried to protect Andy. I absorbed my blow as I hit each step. Then simultaneously, I'd pull him on top of me to absorb his blow. And in between, I knew the antidote to catastrophe was relax and roll like a rag doll. The firehouse first floor ceiling was 25 feet high, with one long flight of stairs coming down. Hugging each other, we kept bouncing down from step to step. It was totally wonderful. Mayan gods head over heels being thrown off the pyramid to the lower realms. We were descending gods. I wasn't getting hurt, and I was trying my hardest to keep Andy from getting hurt. We landed at the bottom in a pile. There was nothing but very bright white light. No time and no space. one of those rare moments when, in a state of shock caused by great physical trauma, one's mind shuts down for an instant and one gets a glimpse of another pure realm. What a shock! After the moment of white light, there was another long, blissful moment. In God world time, it might have been 100,000 years. Then we stood up, started laughing, and both said simultaneously, "What happened?" "Are you okay?" I managed to say. "I don't know. Let me think," said Andy sweetly. "Hold on to me." I tried to stabilize the catastrophe. Somehow I knew neither of us had gotten hurt. "Are you okay? Did you get hurt?" I started to feel him for broken bones. "I'm okay. Are you hurt?" said Andy. "I never get hurt." Then after some stupefied moments, there was nothing to do but laugh uproariously. "You didn't break any bones." "I don't think so," said Andy. "Did you?" "I have thick bones. They never break." We were hugging each other and laughing. "I feel totally great. Are you okay?" "I think so." "Are you sure?" "I don't know." "You could have killed me," said Andy. "Andy, don't be silly. I kept getting under you to take each of your falls." When you're young, your body often never gets damaged. "You tried to kill me," said Andy. "Don't be silly. You're dangerous to be with." After a while, we calmed down, got our equilibrium, and went to the party. The first thing Andy said on arriving at the party was, "John tried to kill me. He pushed me down the stairs." My feelings were very hurt. "Andy, how could you say such a thing? It was the most important moment in your life." The single huge canvas of Elvis Presley was rolled and sent to Los Angeles for Andy Warhol's first one-man show at the Ferris Gallery in September 1963. Irving Bloom cut the canvas into 8 pieces that became the 8 famous Silver Elvis paintings. In 1977, Glenn O'Brien, interviewing Andy for High Times, asked, "What was your first big break?" "When John Giorno pushed me down the stairs."
John Giorno, taken from the feature You Gotta Burn to Shine, recorded by Tony McGregor in New York.